The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing, beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You know, there's people out there who you just want to be. You just want to be like them. You want to look like them.
I mean, I'm staring across at one of them right now. Actually, staring across at two of them right now, if I'm being honest.
Long, lean muscles. Pretty. Fit. Takes care of her body.
Great skin.
Great skin. Well, you guys, we have the best guest. We got her today. We have Sammy Clark. She's gonna teach us how to get long, lean muscles. We're gonna talk about her fitness, her health. We're gonna talk about, she actually, little known fact, here in Los Angeles, California, she has a smoothie named after her called Sammy's Form Fuel Smoothie that I've actually had, which is amazing and delicious because I'm kind of want to be you, so I'm gonna just drink you. She has a company called Form. It's your digital platform for all things fitness, wellness, and a little bit of self-love. Sammy Clark, I'm so glad you're here with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I mean, I have been following you now for, my whole team has been following you. You are blown up on YouTube, on Instagram. And I think because you have this way of getting people to do what you want and making it look really, really easy. And so we're just happy you're here. And I, you know, she has a Colombian background. She's LA based, newly engaged.
I mean, that ring, by the way, let's just,
oh,
wow.
Thank
it
you.
Is, you guys, it's a it's, gold let's, it's a, setting. It's a floating, like, looks like a heart, but it's not a pear. It's amazing. Who is he? Tell us everything.
Oh, he's the best. He really is. He actually picked it out himself too. I have to say he did it all himself. He like surprised me with the best proposal. I had no idea. JT, I love you if you're listening.
JT, we love you.
Oh, JT,
too.
We love JT, and you have great taste.
I love you. You have great taste. Gold with the platinum, with the diamond. All right, take us back because you have literally blown up. You do workouts from 5 minutes to 35 minutes and everywhere in between. You guys, you can do consults too, which I was secretly telling her, I'm like, okay, I have an L5 S1 problem, but as soon as I get the surgery, I'm all yours. That's how I'm obsessed with you. Okay, take us back. How did you get on this journey? You were a model.
Yeah, so I actually, it's funny to dab into that, but I did. I came to LA because I had no idea what I wanted to do. And luckily I had supportive parents who were like, you don't have to go to college. Like, what is the thing that's like driving you? And
do you want to be Brooks's mom? Fine, Brooks.
Yeah, it's okay. Kidding. Yeah, no, I'm super grateful, but they definitely were like, do your thing. And I honestly, at that time, the only thing that I was like driving to was being in front of a camera. And I didn't really know what that meant, but I was 5'9", which was awkward in high school, but I embraced it when I came to LA.
We're fist
on.
Bumping. Emisha's not fist
I'm
bumping
not,
with her.
But she's going to tell me how to be taller. So we'll
yeah,
get to
yeah.
That.
Just do my workouts. You'll get taller and taller. It'll be great. And then I moved to LA, started modeling, which was great, but definitely kept up with my routine of getting into workouts. The eating was the interesting part for me of like figuring out how to cook because, you know, Mama Bear did that for me when I was at home.
So have you always loved fitness?
I have. Honestly, I have, but not in the way I love it now.
How old were you when you started working out?
Probably like 14.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad had a trainer that he showed up for 4 to 5 times a week, and he would take me sometimes for fun. And I got to see these like big macho guys work out. But I kind of loved it. I like felt really good after. I wasn't really going to look a certain way. I was going based on the way that I was feeling. And I was feeling great after I left. And then I was a cheerleader and a dancer. So I had that discipline and like understanding of feeling good by working out.
And how was, you know, I know the business can be crazy. How was the modeling world for you early on?
It was hard because I look back now and I think moving to LA, I didn't really know who I was, which I think at 17, 18, it is hard to know who you are. And I think I got a little lost in comparing myself to other girls. And, you know, you walk into an audition, there's 400 other girls that look exactly like you and you think you're special. And then you're like, oh, hi.
I know. You're like, I'm from a small town in Kentucky. And then you go to New York, you're like, there's 900 of you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you even got prettier eyes. Okay. We're like, I need to do something else. So I think I learned a lot and it was such a huge, great part of my story. But it definitely was not the thing that drove me every day, got me up every day. It kind of, I got to realize it was just a thing I did, but it wasn't my passion at all.
And what do you think drove you early on? Because I know what drives you now.
Yeah. I think people always drove me. I think my family, like I wanted to make them really proud. That was like then, you know, what was driving me. Now there's so many other things that drive me.
Where did you move from?
Near San Diego. So, okay, California girl.
Yeah. California girl.
Yeah.
You started your business over social media,
yeah,
which was kind of crazy. How did, and you did it kind of in between COVID pandemic, like how did the Sammy Clark that's sitting now on our podcast, what was the, was there a moment, was there a break, was there, because it's hard. I mean, I know a lot of you guys and it's hard to rise to the top,
yeah, and differentiate.
And, you know, I know why I love you, which we're going to talk about, and how you fit nutrition and fitness and the whole being into your app and your personal just beliefs. But mm-hmm. Was it that? What was it?
Mm-hmm. Honestly,
I feel like Barbara Walters just then.
I do. I did.
Is there a tear? Do I see a tear yet? No.
Yeah, do you see a tear? It's coming.
It was being myself, number one. I think, like I said in the beginning, when I was trying to be so many other people, that wasn't getting me far at all. And the moment that I leaned into social media and said, I'm going to show up completely me, and I saw people were like wanting more of me, I was like, oh, this is my tool. This is my thing to be myself. And then from there, it was like, let me share everything that I've invested to focus on my mental health, to be a better person. Because I put in a lot of work. So I was so excited to share it. And then I think people saw that I could share tools that weren't crazy.
What were some of the tools?
Walking. Like truly learning to walk outside.
Moving.
Moving your body was like, and moving your body in a way, I just got chills, of like connecting to your body, not just moving to look a certain way, which I used to do. I learned to move my body because I understood what my body needed. It was speaking to me and I wanted to share that. And I also wanted to share a convenient way to do it because I also know we have busy schedules. You know, I'm running a business. I was an influencer. I was doing so many different things that I knew I've done the thing going to the gym for 1 to 2 hours. And I was like, I don't got time for that.
Seed is so much more than just a probiotic. You guys know I love this brand. Why do I love them? Because it really works. And something I've learned through the process of working with Seed is that not all probiotics are created equal, which was really news to me. Seed is different because it's a broad spectrum 2-in-1. So you got your probiotic and your prebiotic. And it's this model, this 2-in-1, that makes it possible for the probiotic to properly be delivered to the colon. Its formulation has 24 distinct probiotic strains. And with Seed, you can feel confident that the good bacteria will survive its way through your GI tract. You've probably taken probiotics before where your good bacteria was getting flushed out with the bad bacteria, which is the reason you really didn't feel any difference in your health, let alone your gut health. What I have to say about seed is that, yes, it helps with digestion. Yes, I can feel a difference in my gut. And yes, I'm less bloated. But it really comes down to my overall health that feels consistently better. And because how you look on the outside is so based on how you feel on the inside, I really do notice a very nice glow. I have to say, Emisha and I was just in New Jersey. We got at our seed. We both took it. And it really does make a difference when you stay consistent with what you're doing. The other thing I will say about seed, it's so great for travel because our digestion often gets really messed up on planes or eating different foods on different time zones. Our bodies need time to acclimate, and seed always helps me get there pretty fast. I know a lot of you are traveling this summer, so I highly recommend bringing seed along with you. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code LIPSTICK to redeem 20% off your first month of seeds. Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com, seed.com/lipstick and use code LIPSTICK. You guys know by now I'm a big advocate for Owl Venice, but before I tell you more about them and why I love them, I just really wanted to take a moment and say one thing about brand partners. They are the reason we're able to bring you all this content free of charge. And I can confidently say I only bring on brands that I use myself and truly stand behind. So back to Owl Venice, and I've been using them for, I think, over 2 years now. There are so many things I love about them. First of all, they're a female-owned and operated health and wellness company in Los Angeles that specializes in products and services designed to restore the body and elevate the soul. Their mission is awesome. It is to make a positive impact on their local LA community and beyond. They carry some of the best products in the health and wellness space, from bone broths to milkshakes to skincare and supplements and more. And you can find them all online on their website. Their number one bestseller is an absolute favorite of mine and something I've been doing for years now. It's called the Owl Reset. It's their organic cleanse program designed to heal the gut and restore the balance of the body through nutrient-dense, herb-infused broth elixirs and milkshakes. Every time I've ever told any of my friends to try to reset, they profusely thank me because it really does reset you and you feel so good after. They even end up doing it again several months later. I haven't felt deprived during the reset, which I know is a big reason why many of us shy away from trying this type of thing. I promise you, you're going to love how it feels after. You might not even find yourself needing it, but Owl Venice will include an approved food list and really great recipes to try if you do feel like you need a little something extra. Exclusively for Lipstick on the Rim listeners, Owl Venice is offering the discount code LIPSTICK at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Visit www.owlvenice.com, owlvenice.com for more information.
Hey friends, my name's Olivia Perez, and I'm an entrepreneur, journalist, and the host of the Friend of a Friend podcast. Every Monday, I meet with some of today's youngest and brightest entrepreneurs to make space to tell their stories and shine a light on who I believe to be the next generation of luminaries. I'll interview up-and-comers and game changers, from brand builders to personalities, activists, artists, and thought leaders from around the world. Each episode lets you be a fly on the wall during one of the greatest pep talks, like a conversation between you and a friend, or a friend of a friend. See you there.
All right, so let's go into it. For the listeners out there, explain your method. What you think, I mean, killer body. You have killer results. You have killer befores and afters. What's your special sauce? Because we want some of it.
I think for me, it is that short yet effective workout. I had to create a workout routine that worked for my body, saw results, but I also felt good in the inside. So it was short, effective. Some days it is like a HIIT strength, HIIT cardio, but also I change up muscle groups. So every single day we're doing a different muscle group. We're really engaging. We're really toning, but we're also not using crazy heavy weights, which I love weightlifting. My family's deep in that. I have so much respect for it, but again, it wasn't right for me.
So can I ask you, is it a myth? Because I go back and forth, right? Grew up Kentucky. Every sport's very muscular. I swam 10 plus years. I wasn't going to be the twins from Louisville at the Olympics. So I finally stopped because I'm like, if my shoulders get any bigger. But I have always, because of modeling and the whole body dysmorphia thing, I've always felt like weights are going to make me heavy. Mm-hmm. Weights are going to make me bulky. And I cannot afford shoulder-wise just because I'm 5'9" and a half. I'm very broad. I feel like when I lift heavy weights, and maybe I'm fucking crazy, that it puts weight or bulk on me. Mm-hmm. True or not true?
I would say not true, but I have to say this though. I agree with my body. I think we have very similar bodies. I'm 5'9", 5'9 and a half. I do have really broad shoulders. I also can build muscle easier than some people.
I literally had a massage and this woman hadn't seen me in like a month because I'd never get self-care. I talk about self-care all the time. I'm going to get more massages. But I was having, my back was really bothering and I'd started kind of working out since I'd seen this woman. This was like only for like 3 weeks. She goes, wow. She was like, got really strong in the last month. I'm like, fuck.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out for the women that are not tall like you, right? And so I'm 5'4", which is the average height of most women in this country. And my body type is more muscular. Like I've naturally always had muscular legs and I have always felt like I can't do certain things. Like if I do squats, I don't care what anyone says, my quads get bigger. Mm-hmm. They just do. Like you're building muscle.
Is that in our minds?
No, I think you know your body and I think you have to pay attention. Like, again, I have girlfriends or people I've trained who've been like, my arms build muscle the easiest.
The easiest.
Yes. And I'm like saying,
I'm dying. One day I'm going to meet a plastic surgeon and he's just going to take everything underneath my arm and suck it out. And there's not going to be a line.
Yeah.
That is my dream.
But until then.
I got some chicken wings. And then when I start to work out and start to lift, I'm like, why do I appear? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I appear or I just feel bigger. I know. It's like I'm having therapy right
now. I think it's like what we're saying, though. Yeah, therapy session has started. I think what we're saying is to know your body. Because there's women that do Pilates and like swear that that is the perfect way for their body. Then there's people that weightlift that like thrive in the way their body looks and feels that way, you know?
And the weightlifting, like, okay,
I do have a question. I'm going to ask an important question here because,
Sammy's like, what the fuck?
She's like, what's happening here? So I have a question because I feel like if you're trying to lose weight, right? And that's like your goal is like, I want to lose 15 pounds. Weightlifting makes me hungrier. It just does, like working out. So you end up cutting calories. Like what would you say is like a nice counterbalance?
But it speeds your metabolism.
It does speed your metabolism. Mm-hmm. So like what would be a counterbalance? Because there's one thing if like, again, we're blessed with the 5'9", 5'10 height and, you know, oh, my shoulders get bigger. But like that's not the struggle for most women, right? Like they have kids. If you gain 5 pounds, it shows up like 15 pounds on someone taller. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is the balance of working out if your goal is to lose weight? Like that's at the end of the day, most women are working out to try to lose weight, not to like tone their like already relatively fit figures.
Yeah. I still would say any workout could do justice for you. It's just what works for your body. I do think most studies show weightlifting is the number one way to do it though. I'll say that like, and I really have trained in weightlifting as well. Again, it wasn't right for my body, but yes, you can lose so much weight quicker. But I still think...
Because you're building muscle and muscle burns fat.
Exactly. But also, I will say, you guys, number one thing I have to say this, nutrition is number one.
And that's like,
all right, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. Like, and I'm not a dietitian by any means, but like obviously with my work, I do know some things of how it works. But gosh, is it so important.
You guys know I love clothes. I love trying new things. I love shopping. All this to say, this is exactly why I've been using Nuuly, which has become economical for both my bank account and my closet. It's a subscription clothing rental service for just $88 a month. That's right. Only $88 a month. It's such a good concept. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys how it works. You get your choice of 6 styles each month, so you can curate your pieces based on what you have coming up. You'll have access to thousands of styles from more than 300 brands. We're talking party dresses, denim, vintage, you name it. Plus, their wide range of sizes makes it really easy to browse and shop. They offer fast, free shipping, returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. So you won't have to deal with the hassle of washing or dry cleaning on your own. You'll even have the option to buy what you love at a discount, sometimes up to 70% off. I really love this perk because sometimes there are pieces I love so much I end up wanting to keep them. Now, if we're thinking about what's coming up, keeping our summer wardrobes in check is at the top of the list. Nuuly has everything to bring my fashion A game up to speed and yours too. Honestly, I kind of feel like Cher Horowitz in my dream closet.
And the other thing, I love the savings. I get to wear it way more for way less, and it is a total win-win. And if you haven't already been able to gather, it's fun. It's really fun. Nuuly is designed to give you everything you need, let you feel inspired, get creative, and really explore and let loose with your style. It's the absolute best for trying new trends that you don't want to invest in. You can say goodbye to the impulse purchases from here on out. Nuuly is already a great value at $88 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $10 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code LIPSTICK10. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's. And enter the code LIPSTICK10 and sign up to get $10 off your first month. That's Nuuly, Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code LIPSTICK10. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. When we think of great style, the conversation usually revolves around what we wear. The other week, you heard me talk about my newfound love for earth tones, which I've been channeling this summer, and Macy's Own Your Style curation has helped me expertly do just that. But when it comes to great style, it extends far beyond just clothes into the spaces we love too. You guys might not know this about me, but I have a serious affection for all things home, and not just interiors. There's so much opportunity to play with the outdoors as well, especially if you're one to entertain the summer months. You're going to love this. So Macy's has curated an outdoor oasis edit that will satisfy those with just a patio or a sprawling backyard. I'm obsessed with some of these finds. Okay, first, Cuisinart makes a portable pizza oven. This is such a great alternative to an outdoor oven. It's so fun for the kids and adults, and it's relatively lightweight, so you can easily move it around. Okay, Thirsty Stone makes cheese knives in faux bamboo that come in a set of three. By the way, I love faux bamboo for summer. If you've tuned into one of their most recent episodes, you've probably heard the ultimate party planners Stephanie Cove and Neely Shell talk about the importance of fabulous cheese knives for entertaining. They really are an essential. They feel like one of those things you don't think you'll use until you do, and then you'll use them often, but you really, really will. Now, if you're wanting a little picnic, even if it's a makeshift picnic, Thirsty Stone also makes striped cabana-inspired trays that add an extra dose of nostalgia that always feels festive for summer. Okay, larger furniture items. If you're in the market for new outdoor chairs, you're going to be obsessed with Noble House. They make really chic teardrop-shaped wicker lounge chairs that look like little cocoons. They also are insanely comfortable, but I have to say, I love the Swiss on a classic wicker. I keep going and going, but hopefully this has helped starting the point. You guys are never going to want to leave home again. For all your summer inspo you need right now, visit Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. And guys, check out the Outdoor Oasis edit. It'll give you so many great ideas on what to do and how to do it and look good doing it. All right, let's deep dive. What do you want to know? We're going to do the fitness first, okay? So perfect. Talk us through an average workout. How many workouts average do you do a week? We've got so many questions. Then we'll go on to nutrition.
I love it. So I work out 5 times a week, no matter what is usually my drill. Usually it's Monday through Friday, and then weekends I love to hike or change it up, even do a Pilates class, or I love yoga. And I love to walk. Like I said, walking's been, I think in COVID, a lot of us picked that up. So walking's huge for me. But 5 times a week, I'll work different muscle groups. And 2 times of the week, I'll do full body. Full body is usually when I do some cardio in there, some hip
workout.
And how
much cardio?
I don't put a time on it. It's more of intertwined within the workout, which makes it more enjoyable. I will say that. It's not like, here's the cardio part. It's like, you are all of a sudden in a movement. You're like, oh, this is cardio, but you're not like,
my heart rate is 170 and but I'm not running.
Yeah, exactly.
And how long is the average workout?
Usually 30 to 35 minutes.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's why people are obsessed with you, because you're in and you're out and you're very focused.
And that's the thing. When I used to go to the gym, I would take so many breaks. So really, I could probably get a workout done faster when I went to the gym, but I would be on my phone. I'd take breaks. I'd be looking around and listening to music. Here, it's like I give minimal rest, which is already getting your heart rate up. So even with not a cardio workout, your heart rate's getting up because I give 15 to 20 second rest. Like, we aren't playing around here, but with that, it's that short amount of time, but we're not wasting any other time. So you just really feel like you went in there, you got it done, and then you're out.
But that's the best. I mean, you don't have children yet, but for working moms, it's so hard just to fit it in. But I think that's what's awesome about your app too, because
You're in, you're out, you're focused. And I love how you've broken it down. Full body, then you have an arm workout, mm-hmm. a tummy, which mm-hmm. Between the two of us here, we've had 6 C-sections.
Wow.
Which is really hard because your stomach is never
MVPs.
The same.
Yeah.
MVPs.
Yeah.
I have a question about time of day to work out because mm-hmm. that's something that I remember. I probably read it in like Mademoiselle magazine in like 99. But I remember someone saying once that the best time of day to work out is in the morning because you don't have food in there. So if you're trying to lose weight, work out in the morning because you're kind of going to more likely burn stored fat. And I have no idea if that's a myth. Mm-hmm. But is there a time of day that's better?
I would say no. I have a brother who is in weightlifting. He works out at like 2 in the morning with his job. So it's like, I think that you could work out at any time of the day. Your nutrition, again, is just going to balance it out how it works. I think a lot of people like the mornings because, yeah, you can work out on an empty stomach, which is really great. But to be honest, I work out afternoons, mornings, nights. I change it up.
So trying to maintain, maybe lose a little consistency, consistency, consistency.
Oh, yeah. Consistency, like truthfully, it really is. Consistency is going to be game
and
over.
If someone's consistent with your workout, mm-hmm. like how many weeks, months do you think they'll start to see a difference? Because I think that's ultimately like we're you know closing in. Sometimes we're like, okay, it's summertime and I have 2 months to get ready, or it's like I have a vacation or I have a wedding. Like, what's the time frame where you can start to see noticeable results?
If you're committed, your food's on top of it. Because here's the thing, I also work with people who like they're doing the workouts, but I'm like, what are you eating today? And I you have to be really real with yourself and super aware of like, okay, if I'm gonna say I'm gonna commit, I need to commit full circle to see these results that mm-hmm. I want. But I think in the first week you could see results, truthfully. Yeah.
I think, you know, I've been working with a nutritionist in the past month and she said to me, which I've said to you, I'm like, sometimes I don't think you realize how much you're eating or what you're eating. Like you might go all day without eating, but then you're going to sit and have 600 calories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mindlessly eating chicken fingers and like mm-hmm. having some French fries and then having a little bit of ice cream. So I have become super aware. But I think I've become super aware because I've set a goal. Do you give your clients goals? Like I have a bunch of things that I'm doing right now that I'm like, you know what? A friend of mine said something the other day. She's like, don't waste the pretty. Like, I don't want to waste the pretty. Like, I want to feel good. I want to look good. And so I have this goal. I'm not going to tell you guys my date in case I fail. How important is that with your clients?
I think what's even more important is a realistic goal. You know, I think people set goals, but they set way too big of goals that can't fit with their lifestyle. You know, you like you said, you have kids. Like, you got to put into play your life, your busyness. You have to really think about that. So if you set a realistic goal, so important. So, so important.
And what would that be? Like 5 days a week, 30 minutes?
I think if someone has never worked out before, 5 days a week is way too much. I actually would tell them do 2 to 3 times a week. The other days, let's walk. I think starting small, so then you feel accomplished when you did that small goal. Instead of if you say 5, you've never worked out before, you try to go 5, you don't do it, you're defeated.
You're also sore, right? So like I think for people like I work out, you work out, our muscles are used to it. So like even when I like, if I don't work out for 2 weeks, but I get back into it, like my muscles are like a little tighter than normal. Mm-hmm. But if you have never worked out, I used to never work out like a long time ago. And I remember—
You worked out for— A long time.
I did. But when I the first time I ever started to work out, and I grew up like you, my dad is to this day, my dad can do, he's 84. He can do like 15 pull-ups in a row with his legs at a 90 degree angle. Like Eastern European
gymnast.
He's
a small little Hungarian man named Geza.
Yeah.
Wait, that's amazing.
But point being, I remember the first few times I worked out, like really worked out, I was like, it hurt to go to pee on the toilet. I'd be like, fall over because I'd be like squatting. Oh, like my legs are going to give out from underneath me. So again, if you're new to working out, you're like, that's a great thing that your muscles are sore, but it's also like easy to be like, well, I can't work out again because like I'm in pain.
For sure. I just had a challenge happen, a May challenge, and 7 days straight of working out. And I did have girls comment in like, I couldn't move the next day. The challenge I would say is for someone who does
has done my workouts for quite some time, and then we can commit together. And there's some ebb and flow in it. It's not all full force. It's supposed to be a challenge, though. But yeah, the rest is actually so important because your muscles need to rest to then actually rebuild. So it's actually super important. That's why I do different muscle groups every day, because you don't want to work the booty and the next day work the legs. Like, your booty needs to rest before we go back to it.
What if you don't want to work out? Like, what if you're just like, what are some tips to get your booty, for lack of a better word, in the gym or outside?
Or moving, just moving in general.
Moving in general, again, number one would be walk. You guys, I tell you, there's power in walking. There really, really is. But I'm saying like a long walk.
So give me a sweet spot. We actually just got our Peloton in my gym at home the treadmill. And it's, what would you say is the sweet spot for a walk? Like, what is there an incline? Is there like, am I at a 3.7? How long?
What's your sweet spot?
I'm an outdoors girl. I can't do a treadmill.
I live in Jersey and it's cold a lot. So that's
like,
not going to fly.
Here.
She's like, I'm tan and dewy and a crop top and
sorry,
a leather jacket.
Sorry, you pale Jersey bitch.
Okay. My Jersey girls. Treadmill's great. I think an incline is going to give you more benefits for sure. So if you can incline, like when I go to a treadmill, I for sure incline.
And what incline?
I mean, I do 15, like the 15, like I go max.
Well, so I did a TikTok trend.
Oh, yeah.
For I copied one. It.
Yeah.
I
it was it. 13 incline for 30 minutes at 3 or 3.5. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Do you know how many calories I looked at burn? I'm like 400. I'm like, I was dripping. I'm like,
it's
the power
crazy.
Of walking.
The power of walking, like truly the power of walking. I think that, honestly, I love that that's a trend. Like, I've seen that all over TikTok. I think it's great.
You're like, that's
just I'm adding it onto the app very soon.
I feel like I need to reboot my Apple Watch situation because we had dinner with a girlfriend the other night and she was like, my watch just told me I'm not hitting my goals.
Who doesn't love a facial? If I had the time, I would get one way more often. I would get a lot way more often. I really find them so relaxing, and that post-facial glow is hard to beat. But the thing with facials is that they can be really expensive and really time-consuming, which is why I have been loving Face Foundry. They're an efficient and effective focused facial bar specializing in all things face. Facials, lashes, brows, and skincare. Their mission is to help people feel good, because when you feel good, you really do look good, and the world always needs more of that. They customize every facial to your liking, asking you questions along the way and recommending products they think will work well for your skin. Their skin experts meet you where you're at and really help you reach your hashtag skin goals. All of our skin goals are different and unique and really mean something to us. And it's a really fabulous service if you guys haven't tried it already. Face Foundry is in over 20 locations across the country and continue to grow. I mean, they are blowing up. If you're in Chicago, Phoenix, Houston, Nashville, and many more, then you're in luck. But don't worry if you're not, because one will likely be opening by you very, very soon. Their franchise model is what helped them grow so fast, thanks to Michelle Henry, the founder behind it all. Now, if you're eager to try them like I was, but aren't in a location by one of their facial bars, I highly recommend starting with their collagen spritz, which you can find on their website. This is such a great and easy product. I carry it with me, spritz myself several times a day throughout the day, which is the best little pick-me-up on the go when I need that extra boost of hydration, and it does really help you continue to look dewy and glowy. I think you guys are really going to love this brand. I can't wait. Face Foundry, can't wait for you guys to get on board. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout for $20 off your first service or online order. Visit facefoundry.com or Face Foundry on Instagram for more information.
Gosh. So the woman that I'm working with, Christelle Durkin, she made me get a Fitbit. And she goes, I want to see your heart rate, because I was trying to get back into running and it was my back. And then she was like, I really want you to count your calories. And I'm like,
that was my next question.
Christelle, I'm like, I just don't know if I can mentally go back to that. She's like, I'm not saying for long, but I am saying for a few weeks, just to see, so you can see what you actually eat in a day, a week, a few weeks. And I will say I did it for the first 2 weeks and I was a little shocked. Some days I underate and then some days I overate. Not eating the amount of food, but things being more caloric.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking 3 glasses of wine. Well, that right there is what, 2, 3,
600 calories. Around five hundred. So right there, that's a meal, or if not more. Mm-hmm. And so she said, I just want you to take onus and know. She's like, I'm not trying to just, and it was an interesting lesson.
Do you believe in that?
You do. No, here's the thing. I think if you have professional help like you had, I think it's a great idea. Because I think you can have someone guiding you, helping you see that the calories aren't everything. I think if you do it on your own, it can be a tricky spot. I've talked to a lot of girls who have an unhealthy relationship with food.
Yeah.
And calorie counting can be really hard. Really, mm-hmm. really hard.
I had not done it since my days of Weight Watchers, like when my mom right. would pretend to diet with me. I would like gain weight and she'd lose weight on the same diet. But yeah, I think I think with kids, like you just have a little bit here and a little bit here and a right. little bit here. And I right. think
it's the awareness that everything you put in your mouth, unless it's celery, has a caloric content.
Yeah. I think trying to focus, I know food's a whole other thing, but I think with the calorie, like you're saying, wine, you have three glasses. That's like, okay, an intake of how many calories, right? I think if you just try and focus on, am I having whole foods? Am I choosing a lot of colorful foods that are actually fueling my body? Do I have a good amount of protein in all of my meals? Am I getting the veggies in? Like really having that mindset to start mm-hmm. rather than let me start with calories. Because here's the thing. You could grab four pieces of bread and be like, okay, that's my calorie intake. But was that actually a healthy option? So yeah. It's more about focusing on the healthier foods. Then we could go down to calories.
Yeah, I'm healthy. I think, I've had enough great women and men in my life to know like how to eat, what to do. And so I had that down. I think it was a little bit more of the mindless, but also she wanted to say to me and let me see like sometimes I wasn't eating enough.
Isn't that crazy?
So she really wanted me to see that I think you're getting stuck with your metabolism because you might not be eating enough. So it was a really good 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I did it on an app called Lose It. Mm-hmm. And I don't do it anymore, but I will say it was interesting. It goes back to that consistency, consistency, mm-hmm. consistency.
Yeah, yeah. I think the way that you did it, also the awareness is nice, right? Like knowledge is power. So understanding as much as you can is really nice. I know that I did that on my own, like doing your own research and kind of understanding what is calories. If you are interested, I think it's just having the conversation. Are you ready to tap into that? Or should we just focus on, the healthier options, which you've already been doing?
So let's talk about nutrition. So let's start with a great breakfast. Like, take us through breakfast, snacks. Like,
knowing you're not a nutritionist.
Nutritionist. Everyone who's listening, it's a disclaimer. Sammy Clark is not a nutritionist. However, she works with a lot of people. And listen, let's take you. Let's talk about you and what you eat and what you advise people to do.
Yeah. So I do have to say this. I have a dietitian on the app. So again, she's awesome. We have two different programs. We have a whole meal plan, really great for someone who's trying to kickstart to maybe lose some weight, but also just going for those healthier options.
And you break it down on her app is called Form, Form, and it's all categorized. It's so easy to navigate.
Good, good. I'm glad she thinks so too. But it's the meal plan's great. It's breakfast, lunch, dinner every single day. Also very realistic of like, when you make lunch, again, we all have busy lives, to re-eat that the next day. You're not having to make a whole new meal every single day. But she's really great. She also gives a lot of mindful eating tips. So for instance, putting down your fork every bite you take. Usually we're like huffing and puffing and stuffing our faces. Instead—
What are you talking about? We always sit down and kidding. I'm like, I stand. I'm like—
Same. In the car.
In the car, anywhere I can like, I'm like, we're at Dear Media now. I'm like, can someone just shove something in my mouth?
I know. So she does like little tools, especially if you're working on that relationship with food, how to be mindful. Because again, I think we've lost a little bit of understanding what food is doing for us. It's not so much of just what it makes us look like. It's what it makes us feel like. It's also what medicine is, it's using for our immune system. It's for brain health. There's so many different things for gut health. So she really breaks down how to be mindful when you're eating, how to have gratitude before you step into that meal. So like you can say a prayer, a mantra, like thanking where this food came from or whoever made it. It kind of just helps the relationship with your meals to then also like once it hits your body's also having a better relationship with it too, which I think makes a huge difference.
Well, to enjoy the meal too, right? Because I think that what's happened is that we are in a culture now where there's a lot of trends, but there's also certain things that are put out into the universe that, like, you know, carbs are, all carbs are bad. Well, that's not true. Like, I mean, I think quinoa is a carb, but quinoa is also a protein. And like, if you eat a small amount of quinoa, like it actually tides you over. So you're not as hungry later on. So if you just ate like an egg, a couple hours later, you might be really hungry because there wasn't like a carb to kind of ground it.
There's not enough fat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What do you eat for breakfast?
Oh, breakfast is my favorite meal. So I love any type of oatmeal, oats, overnight oats. I think those are just so easy. Grab and go if we're talking about that. But
and it also fills you up.
Fills you up. I think also it's one of my favorite things to eat before a workout if I do have like a long enough time. So say I woke up at 6:30, I would eat those oats pretty quick. I wake up starving. So again, I think my metabolism is going. So in the morning, I'm like ready to eat. Then I'll wait like 30 to 40 minutes and I'll work out. And it's the best fuel because you don't want to sit with tons of food in your belly. Sometimes eggs and toast, that can just sit there when you're going into that workout. So I love that. Always after a workout, I have a smoothie. It's just, again, I'm always looking for easy.
Do you want to give them your recipe from Air One? She's actually drinking it right now.
I am.
She's showing off.
Selfishly, because I love it. I really do love it.
And that's your smoothie.
It's my smoothie. Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really good. So I'll make a smoothie after. I'm not a huge fruit smoothie girl, so I'll just have some good fats in there. I'll have some protein. Protein powders is a whole other thing we can tap into.
Yeah. Do you do protein powder?
I do. But I had to find the right one. I have a super sensitive stomach, so I would get stomach aches instantly from a lot.
Which one do you like?
My favorite right now is Truvani. It is, first off, tastes amazing, but the biggest thing is when you look at the ingredients on the back, it is so clean. A lot of the times with protein powders, you'll see this list that is like way too long. Like you do not need all those ingredients in there. We're just looking for good fats, good protein, really going to get in there. So
you use your Truvani. I know I'm like looking.
You're looking
like,
deep in my eyes.
I'm looking deep into your eyes. I mean. Okay, almond milk, oat milk, regular milk. What's your base?
Oat milk is a fave of mine. I also think it's high in protein too. So I really like oat milk, but I think almond milk's also great. I think
I'm an almond milk.
Are you almond milk?
Yeah.
I think everyone has their preference. I have not drank regular milk since I was like 10 because I have an allergy. So I'm not against any of that. You know, if you can drink it up. But
so use protein powder, almond or oats or whatever kind of milk.
Yep. I'll usually put a really healthy fat in there. I love getting my greens in my
smoothies.
So what
kind of fat?
An avocado would be a great base. So I could use a half of avocado, a half of banana, or just even an avocado if you don't mind the taste. I'll do a handful of spinach because it has no taste. Again, getting my greens in there. I'll use some ice to make it really creamy. I'll also add a nut butter in there if I want to, like almond butter, if I don't do the avocado. Yeah, that's kind of
I'm trying to put a little bit of weight on Brooks because he works out so, he's so physical with all sports. So I started doing like a half of an avocado, almond milk, blueberries, strawberries, almond butter or peanut butter, vanilla yogurt. I like try to get,
good.
And then I did spinach the other day, flaxseed. He couldn't taste the flaxseed, I don't think. He's like, this is amazing. And bananas.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to like.
That's great.
Give you some energy.
A smoothie is a great way to add so many things that maybe you can't eat throughout the day, like sitting there and eating. Just throw it into
that
smoothie.
Well, we try to like, she's like a pterodactyl as a third. Her name is Lily. She's three. She doesn't eat anything.
She's the worst
eater
in the world.
We're always trying to find things like how to get things into her or just like our children that they actually don't know they're eating.
Yeah, except she only drinks water. So when I try to give her, she won't drink juice. She only drinks water. And I try to make smoothies and put it into a bottle and I sneak it to her. And I'm like, here you go, Lily, here's your water. And she'll taste it and she spits it right out.
She's not having it.
So lunch, talk to us about lunch. Because
lunch, super easy.
That's my favorite meal is lunch.
I love that. I love a sheet pan. So really I'll just put like a carb, sweet potatoes, a vegetable like Brussels sprouts, peppers, broccoli, and then like chicken sausages that are already pre-cooked. I'll chop those up, put in the oven for 25 minutes. And we're good to go.
So you make
basically. So you do like a bowl. Do you do like a Bragg's Amino? Do you do like salt and pepper? Do you do any kind of spices?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, spices. Everyone needs to learn their spices. I used to eat so bland when I was young. And then I learned spices and it just game changes the meal. Are you looking at me like you don't know?
No, I want to know my spices. I feel like I don't know enough. Like,
I love my spices.
Like we had a spicy margarita and I'm like, I'm burning.
I am
like dying. And she's like, this is amazing. I'm like, I'm always like worried to like, I don't know.
I've started to put spices on my kids' vegetables that I roast.
Yeah.
I'll roast mushrooms and I'll roast broccoli or asparagus. And they love, what's it called? Paprika.
I love paprika.
They love paprika and they don't really notice it.
Yeah.
I thought that's they would,
really
they don't
good.
Notice it.
Honestly, as long as you don't put too much salt, you could really go hard with a lot of other seasonings. So garlic powder, I'll do a little salt and pepper, paprika, maybe some cumin, like yum. Put it all over, mix it together, throw it in 25 minutes. Also, sauce. My fiance is such a sauce guy, so I've really gotten into sauces. So bitchin' sauce.
Oh, I just bought bitchin' sauce. My girlfriend, Jen Utley, she like brought it somewhere. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's bitchin'. It's called bitchin' sauce, you guys. It's so good.
Bitchin'.
It's like made from nuts, right?
It's like garlic, nuts. It's as clean as it gets.
It's like a kind of like a creamy hummus dip.
It has like some kick to it. It's good. And they have so many different flavors. So really you can fit all needs. You put that on top of a bowl, especially if you're trying to get into healthy eating, like those sauces are going to be your friend. Those clean ones.
I have a great tip here, actually. Trader Joe's vegan Green Goddess, their vegan Caesar is unbelievable. It tastes like a restaurant salad dressing. Oh. And it's like, if you don't have time, like, and you just want to grab a salad, because I like to make salad dressing. But the vegan salad dressings from Trader Joe's are phenomenal.
I'm going to get that.
Me too.
It's really good.
I love that.
Really good.
I feel like I have heard about that.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
So what are your snacks?
Snacks I love, again, on the go. So nuts, super easy. Just grabbing a handful of nuts. I'm a cashew girl.
The only thing is like about nuts, is like sometimes I can't stop myself. I can't control it. And then I'm eating like 900 nuts.
Yeah. I think a thing for that is not taking the whole bag with you, right? Like just almost like you're, you know, back in school, packing a little serving in a bag. I think that's always really helpful. I think yogurt is a really great snack. Greek yogurt is high in protein, but if you're dairy-free, finding a dairy-free option, veggies and fruits, those fill you up too. Like having those items are going to fill you up and like actually feel you. So I love hummus, bitchin' sauce, like dip that. Those are probably my go-to.
Do you have a sweet tooth at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything Hugh Kitchen, I'm like, give it to me now.
By the way, the dark, salty chocolate.
Have you had the cashews, the chocolate cashews with salt?
Someone was just telling us. Yeah. They have them on JetBlue. If you fly Minted, they give it to you on JetBlue. That's how I discovered it.
How so many people have. And it is, I could eat a whole bag. It is dirty.
So we learned about Dream Pops.
Oh, yeah.
We learned about Midnight
Squares.
Midday Squares.
Oh, Sif gave us a recommendation for Midday Squares.
I was going to seriously tell you, instead of a protein bar, Midday Squares is actually high in protein.
I'm going to order them right now on Amazon.
I'll take you to Air One when we're done.
Peanut butter, almond butter. It is 10 out of 10.
All right. So I have like 4 bars in my bag right now. I know, but I'm in LA and I always drive. Do you believe in bars?
I am just not a protein bar girl.
Neither am I.
It's not my thing.
But if you were, which ones do you like?
My favorite protein bar is Mezcla. It is so good. They have a matcha flavor. It's delicious, but it's so clean. Again, you want to find a protein bar. The ingredients on the back and it's not 10 years long. You don't know all the things in it. That one is so good. High in protein.
Is it nutty?
It kind of tastes like a trail mix kind of bar, you know? And
I
the consistency
that.
Is trail mixy too, like the old ones that you used
to have back
in the day.
I love an old trail mix.
Right?
I love a trail mix.
And then this one has like, so it has either matcha like frosting on it or chocolate frosting. So it gives you that little sweet tooth moment. Really good.
If you guys don't want to listen to Sammy and you go to Target, they have this like trail mix that's really bad for you called Monster. And I pretend to get it for the kids. And I eat all the chocolate chips and the butterscotch chips and the M&Ms out of them. That's just a little tip in case you wanted to have something that's not good for you.
Or here's a nut mix. I go Trader Joe's apparently a lot, but the everything but the bagel seasoning.
Yes.
They're so good.
But
so
they came. Good. They just came out with a slew of new products and it's literally a nut mix with the everything but the bagel seasoning all over. It's cashews and almonds.
I want that. In terms of like carbs, so you know, you went into this like cauliflower pasta, cauliflower gnocchi, cauliflower crust pizza. How, like, what's your relationship and what should be our relationship with things like that?
I think it's all about balance. So, you know, in your day, if, for instance, I kind of just watch myself through the day. So if I'm like, okay, first off, I did a really hard workout, so I need my carbs, like truly. And if I wake up and I have my oatmeal and then afterwards I had, say, a piece of toast and eggs, I'm like, cool, maybe lunch I'll have a salad instead of some more like hearty carbs. And then for dinner, I'll have my sweet potatoes, or I could go the options of the thing I love about cauliflower is high in protein. So really you're getting good for our vegans and vegetarians. It's a great option because I feel like we think we get enough protein in our day, and you would be so surprised how much protein
you
actually
need. That was for my test.
Yeah.
That was my test. I thought I ate a ton of protein. I don't eat enough protein.
Which protein's going to actually like build and lean and tone muscle. So like protein is so important. And I think I was talking to my girlfriend the other day and she's like, I realize I only eat 20 grams of protein a day. And I'm like, I think a lot of us don't realize how much protein we're missing out on. So
and protein, salmon, chicken, fish, every kind of fish. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many types. I love a turkey sausage too.
I love
that. They're my so kids easy. Love it as well.
Yeah.
All right. Supplements. Mm. Yes or no?
Yes. I obviously don't like to tell people what to take as well. I think consulting with your doctor, but I think there's plenty of supplements that everyone should just have in their daily routine to support them because we eat, right? We eat and has medicine and nutrients in it, but we could still be deficient in a lot of areas. So I think having a multivitamin is really great, especially for women. Ritual's a huge brand that I do love for my multivitamin.
We love Ritual. Love Ritual. They now have kids as well.
Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I love I the kids
And
one.
Seed as well is a good pre.
So Seed is the one that I actually started Seed when I started with my skin because my gut really needed help. And they were like, are you on a probiotic? And I'm like, no. And I was recommended Seed and I have never, you know, stopped.
It's a 2-in-1. I'm a big fan. They've recently launched in a big way, but I really like them. I believe in supplements too. I mean, we're always like, should you ingest the collagen? Does it really make a difference? But I think ultimately at one point something has to make a difference.
Right. I actually really believe in collagen too. I'm like, I'm so for it. I love magnesium before bed to help me like relieve my muscles and stress. Magnesium was a huge thing because that also spiked my hormones. So magnesium was huge for me. I think there's obviously like with anything, there's so much information out there. So I think trying something, I keep a diary when I try something new for supplements, for skincare, for any, even my workouts. You try something new, you make a diary of it and watch in those 30 days how you feel. Like you really understand, again, that self-awareness.
And I think that's what comes across in your Instagram and your social and your app is that you have such a positive energy. Mm-hmm. You know, you really... You're calm, you're collected, you're like, let's do this. But you know what I mean? Like you set everyone on their mission to go, but also like grounded. I know this about you, but I know you had a really difficult journey that we both share of having adult acne. Mm-hmm. Just because so many women have it and now their kids have it. Will you talk a little bit about that, how that affected you, what you ended up doing and... I mean, your skin is amazing now.
Well, thank you. It's been a journey, but yeah, that was really, really tough. Like I'll say it right now. Oh, it was probably one of the biggest things that was for me, but in the moment was the hardest thing I've been through because it was on my face and being in front of a camera every single day, having to put makeup over it and just really go through that journey was so hard. I think also what was really hard is like I've said, there's so many different answers to acne and you kind of have to figure out what works for you. And I dabbled in way too many different things. So I think my biggest thing was like, really see your symptoms, really understand where is your acne on your face? Who does it look like? I started doing my own research because let me tell you, I was going to different doctors and I was getting so many different answers.
Are you doctor hopping?
Molly, I think you hit me up once because I said I went on an all fruit diet for 2 weeks. I only ate fruit for 2 weeks because they said that I needed to detox and
literally Sammy has done everything. And I, you know, I still will have bouts of it here and there. Yeah. Like,
so what worked?
I found out I had a huge hormonal imbalance. So it took doctors after doctors for finally someone to say, have you ever, you checked your hormones? I was like, no.
You mean a simple blood test?
No. Yeah, literally.
But I've starved myself. I've only eaten fruit for 9 years.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait, that's what you want me to? I mean, I've thrown out my makeup. I change my pillowcase every night. I've really done everything in the book. I've bought every skincare brand. I've listened to every trend. And they were like, have you checked your hormones?
How old were you?
I was 23. I'm 27.
Because most people in their 20s don't check their hormones.
See, it happened to me in my early 20s as well. Not a spot. Yes. All of a sudden, I'm living in Paris. I'm like, wait, what is that?
I had a huge hormonal imbalance, got some blood work. I got on supplements, and it like drastically changed.
I think for a while, my testosterone was really high.
That
and
was
that
mine.
Was one thing that they said was causing it. And then they kind of leveled me out. And I did try Accutane. I did it early. Mm-hmm. And then I was fine. I did a little bit of again in my 30s. But hormones are real.
They are. I mean, us women, we are superheroes. Like understanding the body, again, on an even deeper level of hormones and just like our cycles through the month. Like there's so much to it. Of why we, you know, why we're moodier in certain times. Like I learned a lot. That's why I'm kind of so grateful for it because I really got to know my body because my body was yelling at me.
What do you think one of the best supplements to take?
A probiotic.
Yeah.
For sure.
This one I describe, Sammy, in front of me. She's dark, long, brown, brunette, gorgeous hair, nails done, perfect ring. She has a leather-esque hoodie, jacket, with a sports bra.
And her six-pack abs that are like just taunting
abs.
Me.
Your skin but your is amazing. Eyebrows. Your eyebrows. We have to start with your eyebrows because they're stunning. Did you do the lamination?
I don't. I used to. I stopped because I got really lazy to go to that appointment because it's way too long. So I use Anastasia's Brow Freeze.
That's what I use. Yeah.
The best.
Yeah, but you just have great eyebrows.
I have great eyebrows, but I also went to the right person. I will say this. Find a good eyebrow girl because mine were not always this good. She shaped the crap out of
them. Who do you go to?
Her name's Tori. She's in Santa Monica. Literally, it's Tori.
Tori?
Yeah.
Oh, Santa Monica. We're going to put it on.
She is.
Give you a little love, Tori.
I used to have these crazy, like, pointy eyebrows. She was like, oh, no. She saw my face and changed the game.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, skincare, foundation. Tell us everything.
Okay, so foundation-wise, I want to shout out for all my girls who are in the breakout stage because it can be really tough. Illuminaire was my go-to. I truly got compliments that people couldn't tell I had really bad acne because of this product. And a little goes a long way. You think when you have acne, you got to cover it all up. But really, like finding a concealed foundation, a little goes a long way. And then you put translucent powder, Laura Mercier, whatever it's called.
Laura Mercier, we could be sisters.
Literally the best. And I'm you just that. Leave it on there. Game over. It's so good. It's so good.
If you've had a pimple and you've had some really big ones, what do you put on it and how, after it's done, what do you put on after?
You mean skincare?
Mm-hmm.
I love those zit patches.
Yeah.
We
they're the same person.
Do you want to get engaged to me? Okay. Because
yes,
we
I
could.
Do.
I explain to everyone how good they are.
They are so good because as much as you want to pick that bad boy, it will scar you for life. I even gone to places and they were like, wow, you don't have a lot of scars. And I'm like, it's because I put that thing on and it'll extract that bad boy on its own. And then it also has product in there to heal and really like tone it down.
Which one's your favorite? Is it Sticka?
No, I think it's just called Zit Patch or something.
Zit Patch.
Yeah.
Zit Patch.
It's really like
I love Peace Out. I love Zit Sticka. Oh. They have a post-inflammatory one for after it's already finished,
yes,
where it keeps it from scarring and keeps it from getting dark. What about your blush? Are you a blush or a bronzer girl?
I'm a blush girl all day. I have this Charlotte Tilbury. Charlotte Tilbury, anything. I know that it's the trend, but really she's just
the
goddess to me. Yeah. She has this like lip and cheek all in one, which I love because I'll bring with me if I go to the beach. You want to give yourself a little sun-kissed look and put it on your lips too. It's in Pillow Talk and it's the all-in-one. So it's cheek and lip. That's my favorite blush. A little goes a long way. Bronzer, Charlotte Tilbury as well. Bronzer is like my favorite.
So good. I like it because it's not too shimmery.
Yeah.
Which
a good bronze.
Yeah.
Not trying.
Favorite, really quickly, athleisure wear.
Ooh.
What are some of your fun brands?
My favorites have to be L Space just came out. They're actually a bikini line, but they came out with apparel and it is 10 out of 10. Like it is quality.
Balance, I love their bathing suits.
I love their bathing suits too. And their apparel is just as good. Balance Athletica is my another, like actually a smaller brand, but they like do not miss out on them. They're so, so good. I also love anything from Bandeer. They have a lot of good brands as well. Splits 59 is really great and Set Active for a cheaper option. I really love.
Like Varley. Do you know Varley?
I do, but I haven't fallen in love with it.
Oh my gosh, you should fall in love with it.
Okay.
It's so, the colors are
I love
really
the
good.
Upside for pants.
What's the upside?
Oh, they're so
I
good.
Have to, see, this is where you have to figure out what works for you because
the upside
doesn't fit me as great as
I
some
love
other
the
brands,
upside.
But I know a lot of people love it.
And then I have a great knockoff Lululemon that is fits better than the real thing and it washes better. It's called Colorful Koala.
Oh,
and they're on Amazon
that.
And they're like $25 a piece. You can get them in every color. And honest to God, they suck you in. They don't roll. They don't move. Mm. They wash really well. They are phenomenal.
Wow. I mean, don't miss out on Amazon. That's
$25.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So you can get like four pairs for the price of one.
What's your style? I only see you in athleisure wear.
No, it's, I mean, truly my everyday attire. I feel like Hailey Bieber is goals for me. She just has that like effortless, you know, she puts her hair in a bun but can look flawless. So I love the kind of boyfriend style. But then I also love to be a girly girl and go a little Kendall Jenner and wear like a mini skirt but with sneakers.
You're hot. Okay. We do a little rapid fire. We're going to do rapid fire nutrition edition. Go-to healthy snack alternative.
Protein balls.
Must have supplements.
Seed.
Favorite kitchen appliance.
Air fryer.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Go-to vitamin?
Ritual and Seed. So probiotic and
multivitamin.
How much water do you actually drink in a day?
A little over half a gallon.
Are you serious?
Yes. Have you seen my water bottle?
I have.
Quick and easy go-to dinner.
A sheet pan or a Mexican bowl or a pre-made salad from Trader Joe's.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
My smoothie.
Do you drink?
Yes.
What do you drink?
A spicy marg is probably my favorite. Yes. Or a tequila on the rocks. But I drink like once a month. I'm not a huge drinker.
I'm not sure we can be friends.
Shit.
You just got divorced.
Yeah. Favorite indulgence?
Chocolate. Anything dark chocolate.
Go-to dinner?
Sushi.
Favorite water bottle?
The one on Amazon.
One product you can't live without?
My lip liner.
What is it called?
Which one?
The Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Nudist.
Talk? No. Oh, Nudist. Yeah. I like the Pillow Talk.
Oh, that one's really good too.
You have such self-love and positivity. You're amazing. You look amazing. We want to be you. 5 minutes to 35. We got to get back on. I love it.
I'm
love
ready.
Working out.
Oh, I'm on.
We're in Come summer. Over. It's, you know, you guys got to check her
Work
out.
Work me out through Jersey.
You have that it thing, you know, and sometimes why people I think pop or don't pop. I'm like, you pop because you got it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're, you know, there's a confidence. And I think, you know, when women are really struggling in this space because if we're coming to you, we're coming to you for a reason. You know what I mean? And I think you can also give that confidence to women and men that you work with. Like it's confidence is.
It's everything.
It's everything.
Yeah, it is. And encourage anyone, thank you for saying all of that. I wasn't always like that. So.
Well, that leads me to the last question. Sammy Clark, if you were to give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
To just experience. And what I mean by that is stop overthinking and just do. So experience different things and feel good with that and just be. It'll all come to you. It'll all come to you.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. Aww. Thank you so much.
I'm taking my surgery. I'm all yours.
I can start before her.
Got Zooms. Let's do it.
That's a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim. Isn't she love amazing?
You. I mean, the package.
You're the
truly.
Package.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you. See you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.